بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin with the grace and blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal in today's class, studying the chapter that deals with الصوم, that deals with fasting. And as we know, that fasting is one of the pillars of Islam. And the definition of fasting linguistically is to refrain. Linguistically, you could fast from talking. As mentioned in the Quran, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. I have pledged today that I fast from speaking, so I would not talk to any human being. But we know that the linguistic definition is not what counts, but rather what counts is the Islamic definition, or what we call the technical definition. And fasting is defined by to refrain from things that nullifies your fasting from the break of dawn till sunset with the intention of worshiping Allah. And this is very important that you have this last phrase, with the intention of worshiping Allah. Because I could fast, and a lot of the non-Muslims fast from things that nullify their fasting, but the intention is not for the sake of Allah. The intention is for dieting. The intention is for losing weight. The intention is because the doctor told them not to eat or drink. So is this considered to be fasting? No. The proper fasting is to refrain with the intention of worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal. And Ramadan is known as the month of patience, because fasting is an excellent display of patience. And the pillar that is fasting, it's only fasting of Ramadan. So it is not fasting of Ashura or Arafah or the white days or the Mondays or Thursdays. It is only fasting the month of Ramadan. This is what's a pillar upon every Muslim and Muslimah. So it is the month of patience. And scholars divide patience into three types, and they say that all of these three types are found in fasting the month of Ramadan. So when they say patience, they say that you have to be patient in not doing the sins, and you have to be patient in doing the mandatory things, and you have to be patient when the calamities of Allah befall upon you. These are the three types of patience. And whoever attains these three types, he is considered to be the patient one. In fasting Ramadan, you have all these three displayed. So you fast from haram. You fast from things that are sinful. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that he who refrains from eating and drinking but does not refrain from false testimony and saying false things, Allah does not need him to stop eating and drinking. Meaning his fasting is not accepted. If you continue to do bad things and sins, especially testifying falsely or saying false things, this means that your eating and drinking did not change anything. Also in fasting Ramadan, we have patience on doing what Allah instructed you to do. And by stopping eating and drinking is an excellent display of obedience to Allah and of your patience on doing things that Allah commanded you. And of course, the greatest type of patience would be to be patient when the calamities of Allah befall upon you, and hunger and thirst is a calamity. Not being able to do halal things such as having intimacy with your wife, is a calamity, but your patience is highly rewarded by Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is a training session. Ramadan is a training session, because anything that is considered to be addictive, Islam tells you not to be addicted to it. Islam only wants you to be addicted to worshiping Allah and remembering Him and striving in reaching Allah's pleasure. For example, your addiction to food and drink, which is halal, Allah tells you, you have to take a break so that you would not be enslaved to halal things, such as intimacy with your spouse, such as eating and drinking. Be free, because when you are able to control yourself over halal things, it goes without saying that your control over haram things would be even stronger. If a person does not drink water, because Allah tells him not to drink water, do you think that he will be able to drink alcohol? He would have a stronger will than any other person. And that is why Islam forbids you from being addicted to things, especially haram things. So those who are addicted to smoking in Ramadan, they display their obedience to Allah by quitting for 16 hours, which means that if they have full confidence in Allah and trust, they will be able to stop the full 24 hours. All what you need is to believe. Once you believe, Allah Azza wa Jal will support you and Allah the Almighty would guide you. And who is it that fasting is mandatory upon? It is mandatory upon every Muslim who is sane, who is or has reached the age of puberty, and who does not have any restrictions from fasting. And what do we mean by restrictions of fasting? For example, a woman in her menses, or a woman in her post-delivery bleeding, is she obliged to fast? Is she permitted to fast? No, she's not. So this is something that restricts her from fasting. A traveler, and this depends on the traveling, but it's a permission from Allah that a traveler may skip fasting and to make it up when he is capable. A sick person, likewise, and so on. So these are the types of people that have to fast. And we know that we have to fast the month of Ramadan, but we have to also go through the process of identifying that Ramadan is due or not. And this is done by observing and citing the birth of the new moon. So we will come, inshallah, to the hadiths that explain some of the previously mentioned topics. Hadith number 177. Yes, the brother there.
It is related from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "None of you should fast a day or two before Ramadan, except a man who customarily fast. He should fast that day."
In this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is forbidding us from fasting a day or two before Ramadan. Why is that? Scholars say that there is something that is known as the day of doubt. And the day of doubt usually is the 30th of Sha'ban. And why do we call it doubt? Because if today is the 29th, after sunset, what will we be doing? We'll be observing and trying to sight for the new moon, and that is the crescent. If we sight it, this means that tomorrow is the first of Ramadan. If we don't sight it for a reason or the other, if we don't sight it because it's not born yet, or if we fail to sight it because there are clouds or a lot of wind and dust, what should we do? The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, to assume that tomorrow is the 30th of Sha'ban and not fast. So there would be people who would come and say, well, it's an issue of doubt. Is tomorrow 30th or the 1st of Ramadan? Just for the sake of argument, I will fast tomorrow. Just to be on the safe side. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, this is not permissible. Do not precede Ramadan by fasting a day or two. Why? Because then you would allow shaitan to come into your thoughts and to your life and start to always tell you to be on the safe side. You perform wudu, I washed my limbs 3 times, just to be on the safe side, wash it once again. You prayed Isha with the congregation, just to be on the safe side, maybe I did not have full khushu', maybe I did something wrong in the salah, I'll pray another Isha. By this, you will destroy your life. You will allow shaitan to play with you like children play with football. Such thoughts and whispers of shaitan destroy your life. So you should not allow this. However, the Prophet ﷺ made an exception. And this exception was for those who regularly fast a particular day, such as Mondays and Thursdays. So if it happens that today, the 29th of Sha'ban, is a Wednesday, and tomorrow, the 30th of Sha'ban, is a Thursday, and I have the habit of every Monday and Thursday I fast, what should I do? Tomorrow I should fast, because the Prophet gave me the permission, alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, those who fast the fasting of Dawood, peace be upon him, which is fast a day, break the next. Fast a day and break the next. So if I did not fast today, and tomorrow is the 30th, is it permissible for me to fast? The answer is yes, because by this you would be complying and following the Prophet's instruction, alayhi salatu wasalam. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah we'll be right back.